We've got our 127th annual ski jumping tournament, and that's going to be tomorrow night, Wednesday night, at starting at 6 o'clock out at the Suicide Hill Bowl between Ishpeming and Nagani.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a great host of ski jumpers coming this year. We have a ski jumping team from Slovenia, and the Slovenian ski jumpers are really good. And then they'll be competing against a team from Norway and a team from Finland.
Oh, okay.
And plus some of our U.S. jumpers. So we really expect a great show. We're going to have, a trial round starting at around 6 o'clock, and then two competition rounds. And then the last round is, it's an unofficial round. I think the judges and officials turn their back, and then we allow the skiers go right to the top and do a long standing where all they do is compete for a cash prize, whoever jumps the farthest. That's the crowd pleaser.
A little distance jumping.
A little friendly competition, as it were.
Yeah. We'll have bonfires. We're going to have a fireworks display right after the last jump.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we can get the judges out of the judges' stand, and we'll shut all the lights off, and we have a great fireworks show. It's right overhead. And with that cold weather, you can almost feel the fireworks going off through your body. So.
That's right. 127 years. I mean, 127th annual. It's a long history. It's a sport that's gone through some changes. But even right now, we're hearing about ski jumping, of course, with the Winter Olympics and everything. How is that with getting the young people involved in particular?
It's not like it used to be, mm-hmm. But there is a group of young kids that, I mean, if they like the ski jump, they're just fanatic about it,
mm-hmm.
and it's great. I think what we're really looking forward to is to see the women ski jumpers.
Right.
The men ski jumpers have a tough time competing, around the world, but the U.S. has the best women ski jumpers in the world. The current world champ, Sarah Hendrickson, will be skiing in the Olympics. The first women's world champion, Lindsey Vonn, is going to be part of the team also. So we've got a real great history. They really struggled to get into the Olympics.
I saw a piece of the previous Winter Olympics. They were in court trying to get women ski jumping. Now they are in the competition, which I think is great.
Oh, it's fabulous. It's really fabulous. So, we've got three women ski jumpers who have been placing in the top 10 in the World Cups. And so the U.S. has got the strongest team by far.
Well, one of the things that's really cool here with the ski jumps tomorrow night is you don't have to travel to Sochi or anywhere else like that to see it. It's happening here at the Suicide Hill, and it starts again about 6 o'clock tomorrow night.
About 6 o'clock. There'll be a lot of ski jumping going on today. Most all the teams are here. They'll be getting in practice rounds. So, if you can't make it tomorrow night, come on out. Just drive in, no charge, and watch some great ski jumping.
Tom Peterson, the president of the Ishpeming Ski Club, with us in the studios this morning. And we're talking about the 127th annual ski jumping tournament. The Ishpeming Ski Club has been putting that on, and it's coming up tomorrow evening, 6 o'clock at the Suicide Hill Ski Jumps. And Tom, one thing to mention is 127th annual and 127th consecutive. That's an amazing thing.
That's kind of where we stand out. There are a lot of ski jump tournaments in Europe, very famous ones like the Holmenkollen and others, but they've had interruptions. They haven't been able to hold them every year with the wars that went on and et cetera. So we're kind of a standout there. It might be one of the few, very few consecutive competitions of any kind,
mm-hmm.
That have lasted that long without missing a beat.
Tom, you're still looking for new skiers as well, and if people come to this event, they're going to have people that they can talk to and get information about how to get into ski jumping. Is that correct?
Oh, definitely. And we have our little small ski jumps there that we have our programs. It's all free of charge. We do cross-country training and ski jump training for kids anywhere from 5 years on up. We have all the equipment. We have the coaching. We fix the hills. we don't charge them a dime.
And you don't send them right off suicide to begin with.
No, we don't.
That's good training. I like that. But the idea is to get people interested in the sport and find out more. But just in terms of even getting involved with the club, you'll have information there tomorrow for folks to find out.
Yeah, you just look around and you'll see the ski club members. We usually have our ski club jackets on. Mm-hmm. And just grab one of the,
and
the
ask.
People and or in the concession stand.
Okay.
You know, the gals and that are running that are all part of the club. So
one of the things I know also is that in order to get in, you need a button, and you've got buttons in various locations. People can find those, and also you'll have them at the gate, I'm assuming, as well.
We'll have buttons at the gate. If you buy them at the gate, they're a little more costly. Mm-hmm. If you buy them ahead of time, it's $10, and it'll be $15 at the gate. And we'll have the buttons still in the businesses on Wednesday during the day.
Okay.
So even the last minute, you can find a button somewhere, and they'll be skiing in about 2 to 3 hours from now. They'll start the practice rounds for today. They'll be skiing during the day tomorrow, and then the tournament tomorrow night.